Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pemerintah federal sedang memperkuat pertahanan Australia meluncurkan strategi keamanan cyber senilai 1,6 miliar dolar. Polisi federal akan diberi wewenang untuk menembus jaringan komputer domestik untuk pertama kalinya bergerak untuk lebih melindungi infrastruktur penting negara dari serangan yang semakin meningkat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Pablo Finales untuk SBS News. Selama beberapa bulan terakhir telah terjadi peningkatan serangan dunia maya. 9 pabrik bir di Australia dilumpuhkan secara daring pada bulan Juni yang lalu. Tungku pabrik baja Port Kembla di New South Wales juga ditutup pada bulan Mei. Dan ada 2 serangan ransomware terhadap perusahaan logistik raksasa Toll pada bulan Maret dan April. Mantan penasihat keamanan cyber nasional Alistair McGibbon mengatakan para penjahat dunia maya memanfaatkan pandemi ini.
There's no doubt that we've seen an uptick in both criminals and nation states using COVID-19 as their opportunity. So scammers will use COVID as an opportunity just to make us part with our money. Nation states, of course, are using COVID-19 research and development as an opportunity to steal that and take that back to their one-party states.
Namun, ancaman terhadap server Australia dan data yang mereka simpan telah terjadi sebelum pandemi ini. Kantor pusat Toyota di Australia telah dibobol pada tahun 2019, dan pembuat kapal pertahanan Austal diserang pada tahun 2018. Berikut ini komentar dari CEO Austal, David Singleton.
We had a cyber attack at Austal a couple of years ago. Really involved somebody getting access into our computer systems through knowledge of a password, which we believe had been posted on the dark web and was bought by somebody who then used that to get access into the system.
Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton telah mengumumkan bahwa Polisi Federal dan Komisi Intelijen Kriminal Australia akan diberi kekuasaan untuk menembus jaringan komputer domestik, namun harus dengan surat perintah.
They can only be exercised in relation to those people who are alleged to be committing very serious offences, and there's more detail that we'll provide in time. But we are talking about terrorists, we're talking about people involved in very significant drug operations, we're worried about those pedophile networks in particular. We know now that the dark web is essentially the sewer of the internet.
Peter Dutton mengatakan kekuasaan baru itu hanya akan mempengaruhi para penjahat.
So if you're a pedophile, you should be worried about these powers. If you're a terrorist, you should be worried about these powers. If you're committing a serious offence in relation to trafficking of drugs, you should be worried about these powers as well. If you're part of the Australian community, the 99% of people that aren't involved in those activities, I don't think you have anything to concern yourself with.
Strategi keamanan cyber 2020 menandai apa yang disebutnya sebagai dasar keamanan cyber di masa depan, yaitu sebuah standar yang dapat ditegakkan oleh perusahaan dan direktur secara hukum. Alistair McGibbon mengatakan, ini sudah tiba saatnya.
It's very significant. Just like if you went back several years, boards would probably scoff at the idea of being responsible for workplace health and safety. And now it's one of the major considerations of boards. So too will cybersecurity risk management. We know that cybersecurity risk is an existential threat, not just to individual business survival, but to our very survival as a society.
Perdana Menteri Morrison mengatakan strateginya adalah mempertahankan universitas, infrastruktur kritis, dan bahkan parlemen federal.
It's about protecting Australia and it's about protecting Australians from wherever potential threats come and whatever form those threats might take. And those threats emerge in all sorts of different circumstances.
Serangan cyber adalah ancaman yang menurut para ahli akan terus berkelanjutan karena krisis kesehatan dan ekonomi ini semakin mendalam.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.